702, The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
Let's catch up now with news from around the world. Adam Gilchrist, this devastation in Turkey and Syria, it's a race against time. But I'm afraid at the end of this, when all is said and done, the numbers are going to be pretty ugly.
Absolutely, yeah. This time yesterday, it was a bad earthquake, 100 people dead. Gosh, isn't that awful? 24 hours on, earthquake followed by extra tremors. And as one expert said, tremors are still earthquakes, so more earthquakes effectively. And now we're looking at a death toll well over 4,000, heading towards 4,500 people, two-thirds in Turkey, a third in Syria, more or less, as if the Syrians hadn't had it bad enough the last decade or so. But also, given the winter weather, that compounds the problem. It is below zero in a lot of parts that have been hit by the tremors and snow falling, and that also hampers the rescue operation, people searching in the rubble, yet snow and rain are falling in icy temperatures. At least let's look at a positive. Number one, the rescue teams have been working through the night in Turkey. I mean, the extraordinary resilience and courage that people show in adversity. And number two is that 35 countries at least have offered help so far. Some have already provided help. I believe Iran and Iraq have both sent supplies in immediately. The EU and NATO are mobilizing to help. Search and rescue teams from any number of aid organizations are flying out, including from the United States and Europe and beyond. Disasters are shocking, but sometimes galvanizing. Let's look at that as a positive, at least out of what is, as you say, going to be pretty grim ultimately, isn't it?
Now, talking about rubble, or at least debris, there is that balloon incident we spoke about yesterday, but yet another balloon. What on earth are the Chinese up to?
Yeah, and if they are, as China says, weather balloons, why are they suddenly so interested in North and South American weather? You could wonder. I mean, it's interesting, but it's not that interesting. Or is it just simply balloons going off course in the weather that they are meant to be monitoring? Or, as we are hearing this morning, maybe the first balloon that was shot down by the US Air Force was packed with explosives. Ooh, what's that about? So obviously there's a difference of opinion about these balloons and what they've been doing. The first one off the coast of the United States shot down. The second one has gone over Costa Rica. I believe it's gone a little bit further south now, and is being monitored, but it's still up there somewhere, we think. But fabulous quote from Mao Ning from China's foreign ministry, who obviously feeling the flak of, hang on, why are you sending all these Luftballons over other people's territories? Anyway, here's her quote. She says, China has always abided by international laws and respected territorial integrity. Whereas, she says, the United States has often violated international laws and invaded other countries. I can't think that's helping the situation. We're meant to be talking about weather balloons, aren't we, Mao Ning? Aren't we?
Talk to me about Man City. They're facing a whole host of troubles, being accused of financial shenanigans.
Yeah, you wonder if maybe there's a bit of schadenfreude here. People are rather enjoying Manchester City's troubles with this, and the implications could be huge. But the English champions, winners of the Premier League in four of the last five seasons, but did they do it through financial irregularity? They stand accused by the Premier League of breaching financial rules at least 100 times, including a failure to disclose revenue, costs, wages, payments, contracts across a period of about 9 years. There's other stuff too. An independent commission is going to look into this further now. But here's the if found guilty bit. If found guilty, and in this sort of case, there have been one or two precedents around the world, but if found really guilty, let's put it like that, they could be fined and fined big time. They could be docked points this or next season. They could have past titles stripped from them. Suddenly, things look up for Liverpool and Manchester United and other teams in the past several years, Arsenal potentially, or they could be forcibly relegated. Now, how's that for a potential punishment? I believe Manchester City's lawyers are confident that they have a case and can argue their way out of this. But, oh boy, forcible relegation of Manchester City, one of the world's richest football clubs. How interesting could that get?
It's unthinkable, actually. It's quite unthinkable, especially for supporters. We'll keep an eye on it. As always, great stuff. Adam Gilchrist.